Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Yellow and Blue Review. And there is absolute joy around Clarence Park this afternoon after a fantastic performance from the Saints, beating Billericay by 2-0. And we'll have all reflection on that game and some of your comments as well very, very soon. But a superb defensive performance from Gary McCann's side, and matched with a well-taken goal just after the turn of the break from Leo Seri, and then Zane Banton stepping up and scoring from the penalty spot for the Saints to seal all 3 points. A crowd of 1,165 in absolute ecstasy here at Clarence Park. Very, very pleased. Elsewhere for our local teams, well, high drama at Pancake Lane as Leverstock Green leave it late and beat Hitchin by 3-2. Not such a good afternoon for Hemel. Hemel going down 2-0 to Horsham. It was 0-0 between Potton and Coney Heath, and AFC Welling drawing 1-1 with Kempston Rovers. You can just hear the fans showing their appreciation for the Saints as they're actually just making their way in there. Kieran Gauthier, who was actually voted man of the match today, well, on a fantastic defensive performance. Doing elsewhere in the Isthmian Premier League, it finished Averley 2, Potters Bar 0, Brentwood 4, Whitehawk 0, Burgess Hill 3, Wingate and Finchley 1, Carl Shorten 1, Ramsgate 2, Chatham 3, Welling 1, Cheshunt 0, Lewis 0, Chichester 3, Canvey Island 0, Cray Valley 1, Dulwich Hamlet 2, Dartford 1, Cray Wanderers 1, Folkestone 1, #0, and of course here at Clarence Park, the Saints taking all 3 points, and that moves them into 10th position. And next week they will travel to #, and a possibility there of actually going a little bit higher up the league. So the Yellow and Blue Review, we're on air now just for the next 20 minutes or so, and welcoming any Saints fans, observations on the game before they head off perhaps over to the Crown or from other places like that. Are you coming up, sir, to have a chat? Yeah, Britt, come on up. So we're just about to be joined by some very special guests actually today. So if you come, guys, one of you come here, you can come the other side as well. So we should just explain that St Albans is twinned with the city of Worms in Germany, and we have some of our guests and friends from Worms. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, guys. I do apologise.
No, it's all right.
And now, before the game, I said to you, you had your picture taken on the pitch, and I said, hopefully you'll bring us 3 points today. And you are our lucky omen. Please do come every week. So first of all, what's your name, sir?
I would love to.
What's your name?
Johannes,
take us through that game. How did you find that today?
It was great. It was really a great experience. It's my first time at St. Albans, and it was a great warm welcome. The hospitality is unbelievable, and we had a great time here. And to see a win, what can you wish more?
No, absolutely fantastic. Brilliant, Johannes. And who have we got here, sir?
Lars.
Lars, okay. Is it your first time here at Clarence Park?
Also first time in St. Albans. Also lovely experience. Yeah. Like to see this. 3 points for St. Albans. It's very great.
And who impressed you the most today in the St. Albans side? I mean, Kieran Gauthier was our right back. What about the goal scorer up front, Leo Seri, number 17? Yeah? touch and go. And from your team, now, is it, how do you say your team?
Wormatia.
And how do they compare football-wise with St. Albans?
I think it's a bit like the same. We play 5th division in Germany. Here we are in the 7th division. It's like the same.
Right, excellent. But 3 points. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, I just wanted to say it's the same level.
Yeah. And I've got to ask, can we pass the microphone over here? What was your name, sir?
Tim.
Tim. This is Tim. Of the performance today, I mean, what did you think was so impressive about the way the Saints played?
Yeah, they played very good, I think. They have a lot of pressure. And the corners was good. And the penalty was very good shooting, so nice game, and they win. So,
well, guys, listen, we're so happy to actually have you with us. We, as I said, we wish you could come every single week to bring us the 3 points, but absolutely fantastic stuff. And what's happening now? What's on your agenda for the rest of your time here in Hertfordshire?
I think we go to the clubhouse. we heard there are a lot of party and the players will come, and that will be very nice. And after that, I think we go to the pubs of St. Albans.
Why not? Why not? Listen, guys, we'll let you go. Thank you ever so
much.
Thank you very much. And Lars, you take care. Lovely to see you. You take care, guys. And you as well. We just pop those microphones back down there. Could you just hand that microphone to that gentleman there?
Thank you.
And guys, you take care. Thank you ever so much. So, Aaron, you're with us today.
Yes.
And you were saying to me beforehand, you're here performing a bit of a task for a media company, but you're linked to Wingate and Finchley. Just tell us, the two sides have got to face each other in a few weeks' time. From you putting your Wingate and Finchley hat on, how does that make you feel?
Well, it's April Bank Holiday Monday, I think that clashes. Looking at the way St Albans play today, I think they're enough to cause any team in this league problems. I think the Isthmian Premier Division, you never really know what's going to happen. Anyone can beat anyone, and that's proof out there today. Billericay, obviously, 7 wins in a row. They did not look like the team in form, especially in that second half. Really, really impressed with Leo Seri. He caused problems for Billericay all afternoon. Zane Banton as well, of course, captain, leader, legend with that penalty, which, by the way, was clear as day, a penalty kick. I've never seen something so obvious in my life. The fact the referee had to go over to the linesman and have that little debate was crazy to me. But yeah, clear handball and more than deserved 3 points for St Albans, who, like I said, can cause any team problems and will hopefully not too many problems for Wingate in April Bank Holiday.
Well, we look forward to seeing you there. It's the Easter weekend. It's on the Monday, isn't it? So, and also, have you found the whole experience of being at Clarence Park today?
Oh, it's been fantastic. I was just saying, talking into my camera a few minutes ago, it's the perfect mix of character and like sort of old school non-league style and modern, that modern thrown in as well, with all the different food options, obviously the chicken George, the Italian, everything else. You've got a great media set up here, and it's just a proper good non-league vibe, which I'm always welcome to. It's fantastic.
And if anyone wants to see your footage that you're putting together today, whereabouts can they see that?
So it's a YouTube channel called, if you go onto YouTube, search up Left Field Production. It's a bright yellow icon, so you can't miss it. Left Field Production. The video should be out in about a week or so, and if you're a St Albans fan, you are sure to enjoy, especially the clips in the second half from behind the goal. It was superb stuff.
Excellent, Aaron. Listen, lovely to see you.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
I'm just going to pass that microphone over there. Hold on 1 second, Stephen. Andrew Lang is with us as well, one of our commentary team. Andrew, that was fantastic today, wasn't it?
Wow, Johnny. I mean, listen, I'll be guilty in saying in the countdown to kickoff that I thought this would be a really difficult one. I predicted a lot of things. Always hope, I'm a realist, Johnny, you know that. But always hoping that we'd do a good performance today. And look at us. What a brilliant performance. Scored 3 goals, only 2 were given. But fantastic. Genuinely brilliant from the Saints.
Yeah, it was fantastic performance. Stephen, how did you find that? You must be over the moon.
I'm absolutely thrilled. What a game. To be honest, I didn't actually think we were going to get that penalty, because I saw the line though and all that going over, and I thought to myself, no, he ain't gonna give it. But as soon as he did, I was like, yes, come on, much more better today, definitely.
Yeah, it's quite refreshing to actually see a referee go over and speak to his official instead of just dismissing it like that, isn't it?
Indeed.
And tell us also, Stephen, before we let you go, who impressed you? I mean, because from where I was sitting, I thought the defence was superb as well. I know the goal scorers get all the plaudits, but I thought the defence was superb.
I'd have to say Sam and Leo were quite good today, actually. They got the ball moving, they knew where to go, and and also the keeper was pretty good today, kept the clean sheet, and
Yeah, good stuff. Well, this is Stephen. Well played. Cheering them on here. I can hear you're a little bit hoarse. You must have been.
I am a little bit, especially after trying to shout to the referee to give him the penalty. I'll tell you, I'm a bit sore, but there you go. It was worth it.
Excellent, Stephen. Thank you so much. And we'll catch up with you soon. Thanks a lot for that. Andrew, what do you think about the defensive line? Kieran Gauthier actually getting a man of the match. Do you think that was well-deserved?
Do you know what? For a makeshift defence with no Fifield, no Michael Bostwick again, and having the GOAT step in, and of course Hart coming in as well. He started last week at Welling United when we were there, Johnny, and he's got 2 clean sheets in 3 games. And do you know what? You wouldn't know they're a back four or five at times when they've dropped in trying to defend that have not played together for more than two or three games. And once again, it's a really, really solid performance. And you say once again with a slight asterisk, because it has consistency is a thing that we've been lacking to see, an opportunity to, you know, we've stopped a team that have won seven in a row.
Indeed. JP, how was that from the gantry?
Oh, it was a great game. Great game to commentate on this afternoon, Johnny. I think that was one of our best performances of the season so far, playing against a team who came here in a rich vein of form, showed their quality in the first half. The goal at the start of the second half, I think, changed the game. It was a very solid, compact defensive performance. I think we gave very little away. And I think it feels like a foundation from which we can build on for the rest of the season. Let's hope it's a big finale for the Saints.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, the defensive performance, I could just see just down in front of us here, Gary, who's just waiting for me, actually, to do the interview. Yeah. And he's just having a chat with Sam Donkin. Were you impressed with Donkin?
So, Sam Donkin, we felt in commentary that he gave the defence a lot of certainty, a lot of confidence. I think every one of the defensive back four played well today. And it was largely due to such a calm and assured performance from Donkin in goal.
Right, I'm being shouted at by Gary. Okay, listen, thank you ever so much tuning in, and we will be back with you next week live from Averley. Full match commentary. Don't forget the local sports mix Tuesday night as well from 7 o'clock. Have a good evening. It's finished. St Albans City 2, Billericay 0.